Afghanistan's national airline, Ariana, made its first international flight today in 2.5 years. The Boeing 727 took off from Kabul and landed safely in New Delhi. Kabul's airport reopened last week for humanitarian and military flights. There are other signs, too, of normal life reappearing in the city. 1,400 government workers got paid this week for the first time since July. By the end of the week, there are plans to pay out $8 million in back wages. Ernie Torriero is in Kabul for the Chicago Tribune.
I was in the bank when the first people began getting paid. For these people, it was the first time in 6 or 7 months that they had been paid. Unfortunately for them, the government only has enough money on hand right now to pay them for 1 month. Many of the people owe shopkeepers money and all kinds of people money. So it really was a sort of happy day, but also a day when people could have used a lot more.
The currency, the Afghani, does it amount to a big stack of bills when you get paid this way?
Yeah, for example, I hung out with about 8 workers who were bringing the money back to their area where they worked. And it took 9 people to carry 5 huge bags. And they carried it down the street over their shoulders. People get paid in 10,000 Afghani notes. Prices are very large here, and it takes a lot of notes to pay people. When a dozen journalists went out to eat a couple days ago, the bill was 1,200,000 Afghanis. It took 2 waiters with their arms full of Afghanis just to pay the bill.
Hmm. You mentioned that many people are paying debts and paying shop owners. If they have some money left over for a treat that would not have been available in the Taliban days, what could that be? What could you find there to buy that would bring you some happiness?
It's really very interesting. Afghans have little here that's offered to them in terms of a treat, maybe some cookies, some packaged cookies or something like that.
I'm reading that the bird markets have, which were banned under the Taliban, have opened again. Have you seen the birds for sale?
Yes, Afghans have this love affair with birds, especially canaries. So Afghans find a real joy in seeing birds, and it's one of the few joys that Afghans seem to have.
Right. What else are you seeing, Mr. Torriero, that you would not have seen in the Taliban days in Kabul?
In Kabul, at least, just the presence of the international troops has forced people to put away their guns. But really, there's not a lot of visible evidence of massive change here.
Any pride, anybody talking about the fact that Ariana Airlines managed to get a plane that would leave Kabul airport and fly out of the country, flying to New Delhi for the first time in international flight?
There's not a lot of Afghan pride right now. People are pretty well beaten down after more than 2 decades of civil war and 6 years under the Taliban. There's slowly we're seeing more culture creeping into the society. More pieces of art are showing up. More music is being heard in the streets. People are pining for some sort of culture, some sort of joy.
Mr. Torriero, thank you for taking time to talk to us.
No problem.
Ernie Torriero, he's reporting from Kabul for the Chicago Tribune.